AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The accused White House correspondent's dinner gunman did not enter a plea in federal court yesterday. Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, is charged with the attempted assassination of President Trump. Allen was taken into custody on Saturday night. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that the latest proposal by Iran has received a cold reception from the Trump administration.
The Trump administration seems unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The proposal, delivered by Pakistan, calls for the U.S. to lift its blockade on Iran. It also would postpone discussions on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has appear to rule that out. Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue. The offer emerged Monday as Iran's foreign minister visited Russia, which has long been a key backer of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An ex-NBA coach and player is returning to court, and another could be facing new charges in a gambling sweep. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is set to plead guilty Tuesday to charges he cashed in on rigged poker games and gave sports bettors non-public information about stars, including his one-time teammate LeBron James. Barring a last-minute change, Jones will become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrest of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters and other basketball figures. On Monday, prosecutors said they were seeking additional charges against a co-defendant in the betting case, former Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. I'm Gethin Kulbal.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. In the midst of tightened U.S. sanctions and an oil embargo, many elderly Cubans are struggling.
The revolutionary spirit of elderly Cubans is being tested by the deepening economic crisis. Retired chemical engineer Carmen Casado visits a church in Old Havana three times a week for meals. She calls it a lifeline, saying her pension of about 2,000 Cuban pesos does not buy enough at the state-run bodegas to survive. Those in their 70s and 80s who lived through the first days of the Castro regime are among the hardest hit by the current crisis, dealing with the shortage of medicines, cuts to subsidized groceries, and loneliness as younger people emigrate. Despite the hardships, Casado remains loyal to the Cuban government and blames the United States for the country's woes. Here we're doing what we can to move the country forward, she says, but we have a very powerful enemy, and he's very close. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.